This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, this show marks the start of the 31st year of doing the syndicated radio show all across the USA and around the world. We started back on December 31st of 1990, and we've been going strong ever since and continue to go strong with no end in sight. Our first guest this week on the second hour of the show is Angie Marchese. Angie is the curator of archives at Graceland. And, of course, January 8th marks the 87th birthday of the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. So we're going to dedicate this hour to the King. And then the final guest on the hour is talking about vacationing in January with Jennifer Weatherhead. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet and nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
We're back and we're live nationwide and all around the world. And by now, anybody that listens to my voice knows that I'm a huge Elvis fan and very closely connected to so many of the friends of Elvis Presley. And now we have somebody directly from Graceland who has graced the lands of Graceland for the past 23 years, director of archives. This is the probably only time that I wish this was a television show, because you will not believe what I have in my office right now, other than our guest, Angie Marchese. Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing. It's nice to see a good Italian person. Actually, you're Italian by marriage, right?
I'm Italian by marriage. That's... I'm Irish by descent.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's Irish-Italian. That's a very good vintage.
Yes.
You can rob the bank and get drunk.
Yes, at the same time.
At the same time. Well, I don't like making any friends with my old pals. Director of Archives from Graceland. And let me just explain to you what this beautiful young lady has brought to our office. I tell you what, why don't you explain it to us?
I have artifacts from Graceland. We have several items here that are from our three new exhibits that we opened this year in honor of Elvis's passing. We're celebrating all year long. Celebrating sounds kind of harsh when you're talking about it, someone's passing, but it really is a celebration of his life.
Sure.
And his music. The first exhibit we opened during his birthday this year. It's Elvis on Tour. It chronicles the Golden Globe winning documentary that was filmed in 1972. We were able to bring together five of the seven jumpsuits, the jewelry, the stuff that he wore on and off the plane, even the key to the city of Roanoke, Virginia that he was given in 72. And the highlight of the exhibition was contacting Pierre Adige's family, the producer of the film, and them actually loaning us the Golden Globe that Pierre won for the documentary in 1972.
Wow, unbelievable. And what was really cool when she showed me all of these great artifacts she's brought in here, I was at one of the cities that he did the show, Buffalo, wearing a powder blue jumpsuit. But my wife, at the time it wasn't my wife, we went on New Year's Eve to see that movie, Elvis on Tour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just brings back so many great memories. Now, you have so many other things with you,
yes,
including this gold belt that he received in 1969 for the attendance record at the time, International.
Yes. Elvis loved this belt. It's sterling silver overlaid in gold, has diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. He would wear it on and off stage, probably more famous for being the belt he was wearing when he went to the White House to meet President Nixon.
Yes.
But he wore it on stage with several jumpsuits, including several jumpsuits during the filming of Elvis on Tour.
Yeah.
In fact, he wore it with the White Pyramid suit when he performed in Jacksonville, Florida, just up the road.
You're right.
So we actually, for the very first time, we've had the belt on and off display several times over the years, and this is the very first time we've actually displayed it on a jumpsuit as he would have worn it on stage.
And when he went into the White House in the Oval Office that day, and of course that's a story in itself, the president looked at him and said, "Boy, you're kind of a wild dresser," and I loved his response. you got your shirt to run and I got mine.
Yes.
Which is a great quick response. Out of all of these things that we see when we go to Graceland, including the Hound Dog, which is, I think, a Gulfstream.
It's a Jetstar.
Jetstar, okay. Mm-hmm. The Convair 80, which is the Lisa Marie. The museum across the street, which has a couple of Stutz Blackhawks in it. And I'm happy to say that one of the cars I had in my home for about a year, the Lincoln with the suicide doors. And then you get a chance to go into the Jungle Room and, of course, Meditation Gardens. You have the unique distinction of being the person who takes care of the second floor, which has been seen by no one.
Basically, yes. It's part of my job to maintain and preserve the upstairs of the manor.
Now, what is that like? And what kind of security coverage do you have to clear and to say, "I'm not going to take the little pictures and sell it to the Inquirer"?
Oh, besides naming my firstborn child, giving them over to the Presleys. No, just kidding. No, it's very reverent up there. It's the way it was when Elvis passed away. We maintain it that way. That's the way that Lisa likes it. That's the way the family wants it to be maintained. So I only go up there when I need to go up there. But it is part of my job to keep it preserved for Lisa and her family.
Yeah. Now, there have been so many rumors of, over the years that Lisa would want to move back in there. That's not going to happen, is it?
No. Graceland opened up for tourists 5 years after Elvis passed away. In fact, we're celebrating our anniversary this year. About to greet our 18th millionth visitor. It's amazing. Yeah. And it's always her dad's house. Lisa comes back to visit, and when she does, she brings the kids, and sometimes they have dinner at the mansion. They go ride golf carts, go out and play with the horses. It's very much her dad's home, but it also is very important to her to share that with the public.
And the other thing, too, is that she stay there when...
No, she doesn't stay there.
Okay.
No. She'll come in after tours, and she'll leave early in the morning, or late at night, depending on what time. And, but she spends a lot of time there, but you would never know. If you were a guest and visiting Graceland, you would never know that she had been there.
You know, the first time I went there, because he was alive, and across the street was the Strip Plaza.
Right.
Of course, now across the street, there you got
our visitor center.
Your visitor center, radio station, I think you got over there. You got restaurants.
Yeah, we have Sirius Radio. In fact, we have one of our changing exhibit spaces where we have our new Icon exhibit, Icon, the Influence of Elvis Presley, which we opened in March. We partnered with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's the first time that we've ever done an exhibition kind of featuring other artists' items to tell their Elvis story, how Elvis influenced them.
Sure.
And I brought today, which I showed you, Bruce Springsteen's leather jacket.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, Bruce is a huge Elvis fan. In fact, he's probably the most famous person ever to jump the gates at Graceland.
Right.
Got all the way to the front door before finding out that Elvis wasn't even home at the time.
I would have done something like that.
But he credits Elvis for making him want to be a rock star. And lots of musicians do. The exhibition, we have everybody involved from Bono to, there, we have a Dean Martin tux. Obviously, Dean Martin, a big influence on Elvis. Oh. Then they were great friends.
Yep.
We've got one of the Beatles' gray collarless jackets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They had that on a 45 jacket one time, those gray jackets. Yeah, yeah.
We have Ringo Starr's jacket on display. We've got Ricky Nelson's green lamé jacket, which is homage to the gold lamé suit. We've got Katy Perry's outfit she wore on American Idol when she sang Waking Up in Vegas. Very Elvis-inspired outfit. In fact, I brought the sunglasses with me.
Yes, you did.
And we've got a pair of white shoes that Justin Timberlake loaned us. Justin, another Memphian, obviously heavily influenced by the Memphis Sound and Elvis, bought these white shoes to wear at a red carpet event because Elvis wore really cool white shoes in the 50s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the exhibition itself covers all genres of music, young, old, African-American. We've got Wanda Jackson. We've got Wilson Pickett. We got James Brown, who actually would come to Graceland to visit Elvis. I mean, so it covers all aspects of music, and it's amazing to hear how Elvis had such an influence on all of these musicians, all these different types of music, and how he continues to still be a heavy influence on today's music and today's pop culture.
There's no question about it. And, of course, the great saying that John Lennon said was, before Elvis, there was nothing.
Right.
Which, frankly, from the... Now, if you ask that to Little Richard, you're going to get another story altogether. As we
Okay.
Because there's always that competition situation there. The fact is that he not only influenced music, he influenced clothes styles, he influenced hairdos, he influenced culture, is what he did. And that's the phenomenon. I mean, and, you know, I can remember when he would come on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I'd be out in the backyard playing in the swings, and my mother would holler out, and she'd say, come on inside, Elvis Presley's on the air. And this was my mother, you know. And this goes back many, many years ago, but the fact is she was probably in her 40s at the time, and that was like, oh, my goodness, this rock and roll music. And she was even enamored by him.
Well, no one looked like him, no one sounded like him, no one dressed like him. You know, even to have all of that, you know, the good looks, the sound, he was such a humble person.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody expected him to be that way. And it just kind of was the whole package.
Yeah. Boy, there's no doubt about it. Whenever you talk about the whole package, you can talk about a lot of people in the entertainment business. That's the whole package. But nobody like Elvis Presley. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back. We're talking to the director of archives for Graceland. Fascinating lady. Angie Marchese is our guest. She's coming back with us. She has in our office right now Lisa Marie's fur coat. We've got the gold belt that Elvis got at the International in 1969, his sunglasses, and this weekend we are remembering Elvis, who was born January 8th, 1935. Hold on, because you will not believe that Elvis would have been this weekend 87 years old. That's staggering. It really is. And Angie and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back on a very exciting show, not only for our listeners, but for me, because I really like this subject. We're talking to the Director of Archives from Graceland. She's been there for 23 years at Elvis Presley Enterprises. Angie Marchese joins us, and her husband's from Buffalo.
Yes, my husband's from upstate New York.
Yeah, not too far where I grew up. And we're talking about the fact that in presence right now in our studio here is a lot of Elvis memorabilia. His gold belt, we've got sunglasses, we've got his wallet. This is so cool with his American Express card. It was a Bank of America.
At Bank of America, card, yes. America.
And gosh, the award he got.
The Golden Globe Golden for Globe. Elvis on
I'm
tour.
I'm all excited. I didn't get all this stuff. I've gone so far, I told you before we went on the air, I've gone so far, I have a music room in my home. Because as I told you, I'm a singer. But I even went as far as buying a Stutz Blackhawk, okay, because that was Elvis's favorite car.
Yes, it was. That's what's so funny is that Elvis, you know, was a Cadillac guy for the longest time. And, you know, he could have any car he wanted, but in 77, he was still driving a 73 Stutz.
I know,
it's quite amazing.
Yeah, that's the part that I thought was cool, you know, that here you could go out and buy a brand new anything, including a brand new Stutz.
Right.
And he's driving a 73 Stutz.
73 Stutz. Yeah. Elvis was a creature of habit. When he liked something, he liked it.
Then that included food.
Yes, it includes everything.
I mean, he could eat meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Priscilla tells that story that there was a six-month gig where every night for dinner, Elvis wanted meatloaf.
Yeah.
And so everybody was eating meatloaf for 6 months straight every night.
He would get on these kicks, too, with, like, the black jumpsuits and not, like, the ones that he wore on stage. This goes back to the early 60s with the guys in the group.
Yeah, with the Entourage members. That's how they got the nickname the Memphis Mafia.
Yeah.
When they showed up in Seattle to film It Happened at the World's Fair, and they all showed up in these black jumpsuits with sunglasses carrying briefcases.
Yes, yes.
They looked like the Mafia had come to town.
Then they went to mohair suits, and the colonel said they looked too old.
Yes.
And that was the end of that deal.
Yes, it was.
When you listen to people, that journalist, my cohorts in this business, they always want to go for the dirt, okay? I have a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that anybody cares, but I'm going to tell it to you. My philosophy is that if you're a politician, if you're an elected official, I kind of own you 24 hours a day because you're representing what you're supposed to be representing when it comes to me and you, okay? But when you're an entertainer, you really only own them for the 2 hours you're on stage. I mean, they have a lot of influence on people, but, you know...
Right.
Elvis has taken an enormous amount of criticism, and it's a sad situation about how he lived his private life. It was his private life.
It was. It was his private life. And I think the one thing with Elvis that people forget is he was human.
Right.
You know?
They forget that.
They forget that, you know. And that's like I think that's probably why the wallet that we have with us.
Right.
Why everyone loves the wallet so much, because it is so personal.
Right.
everyone can connect to it. You open it up, and the first thing you see in there is a picture of Elvis and Lisa. Mm-hmm. Just like any other dad back in the 70s, even the 80s. Now, if you pull out your phone, you have a picture of your kid on your phone.
Right.
Elvis had a picture of his daughter in his wallet. The very first thing he saw when he opened up his wallet was a picture of Lisa.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, it shows you, it's like, oh, wow, he's just like everybody else. But people tend to forget that about Elvis.
Yeah, when you become a myth, when you become an icon, when you become someone that they don't think gets up and puts their one leg in a pant one at a time, then you are in a situation which I think a lot of people have commented that were close to him, say that if he knew what was going on today, he would be shocked because he knew he had, obviously, popularity.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, he was also concerned about that waning a little bit. He was concerned. He thought 40 years old was over the hill.
But back then, you got to think, a lot of people thought 40 years old was over the hill. Nowadays, the 40 is the new 30, and, you know, all that type of stuff, you know, because mindsets have changed and people's thoughts have changed. But he also was such a humble person to begin with. You know, if he had recorded That's All Right and it got played on the radio for one day, he would have been happy. He had no idea that was going to lead to and what that was going to launch to. And when he got drafted into the military, he was worried coming back that people were going to forget about him. But he even said before he went to the Army, he goes, if that's it, then that's it. I'll do something else.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I know that he was upset when he heard the mix of Suspicious Minds because it was not, his voice wasn't as dominant. And I know that he was disgusted with some of the soundtracks that he was doing in the 60s with the movies, because here you got all these British guys coming over who admired him, and he's singing to a chicken, you know, and that would tick him off. Old MacDonald, I think, was the song he was really upset about. But the fact is that he reinvented himself. I got to tell you a little story, and not about me, but this is how he attracted, I think, so many people. I was never a huge Elvis Presley fan. I mean, you never know that today, but I was never a huge Elvis Presley fan because, you know, I grew up in the 50s, but mostly the 60s. So I'm with the, you know, the Beatles and the Supremes and all these people. I was working for a radio station, and Suspicious Minds was a tremendous hit and a tremendous produced record. Felton Jarvis and
Moment.
Yeah, they were great. But anyway, the music director gave me the album Elvis on Stage, which was recorded at the International, and had none of his songs on it. It was Poke Salad Annie, it was Del Shannon's Runaway, Humperdinck's Release Me.
It had Hey Jude on it.
Hey Jude on it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I listened to that, and I said, holy man, this guy is good, because he was doing hits of other people better than
they did
than they did them, and it was the live versions. And after that, you know, then I was smitten by the whole situation. It's amazing how he reached some. You go to a concert, you see somebody 8 years old, and see somebody 89. My mother used to go to his concerts, you know?
It's amazing how he still reaches people years later.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, people are discovering Elvis in way different ways than my parents, than you discovered him, you know? But the key is that they're still discovering him.
Yeah.
And they're still seeing the fascination with this guy from Tupelo, Mississippi, and they're still able to connect to him years after he's passed away.
Yeah.
There's still that connection, and it's about the music, it's the heart, it's the soul that he put into his songs, in every song he sang, no matter who sang it first.
Right.
You know, Elvis never wrote songs, so Elvis wasn't the John Lennon songwriter.
Right.
You know, Elvis did do lots of covers, a lot of them better than the original artist did, but that's what it's all about, and people just kind of, they hear it. You know, they hear the soul in the music, and it's very authentic, and it's something that still, you know, brings people to Elvis these days.
Yeah. Boy, there's so much to touch on. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Sure, why
not? Angie Marchese is our guest, the director of archives for Graceland. She's here in our studio with Elvis stuff, the glasses, the belt, the wallet, Lisa Marie's little fur coat that she wore, her footprints from her birth certificate. And this weekend, January 8th, we are recognizing Elvis's birthday. He would have been 87 years old. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go.
We We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 900,832 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Friday, 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. CEO Pedro Martinez saying cancellations will happen Monday, and until we get some breakthrough in the negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days after the two sides were not able to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We've got another segment here with our special guest, Angie Marchese, and she is the Director of Archives at Graceland, Elvis Presley Enterprises. And this is a phenomenon that we were talking during the break that is so hard to even comprehend because obviously makes more money now than he did when he was alive. There was some issues with the estate shortly after he passed away because of the upkeep that it took. And nobody really, this is the thing that gets me, nobody really said, hey, let's open this thing up for a couple of years.
Now, actually, what happened was Elvis was so used to spending money.
Yes.
That he really never thought about saving it. I mean, buying people cars and jewelry and houses. And his logic was, if I need money, I'll go out on another tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to do. You know, I'll put out another album. And so that was kind of his philosophy. He's like, that's just the way that he was. And when he passed away, it was like the expenses were still there, but nobody was bringing in any money.
Any revenue.
And it was 5 years after he passed away that Priscilla had decided that, you know, we've got one of two decisions here. We can open the house up for tours, or we can sell it and sell the artifacts and then put that money away so Lisa will have something to inherit.
Mm-hmm.
And by, you know, a very smart move, she opened the mansion up for tours in June and still be open, you know. So they say that when they opened up that first summer, they didn't know if they were going to sell 10 tickets, 100 tickets, if they were going to sell out for a week or what they were going to do. They completely sold out the entire summer.
Wow.
And it just kind of kept going from there, 18 million visitors later.
And I'm not saying this for any bragging reasons, but I've been at the White House, in the West Wing, in the Oval Office on 3 or 4 different occasions. But I am more excited about my picture in front of Graceland than I am.
Well, it's kind of funny because Graceland's become one of those bucket list things.
Yeah, I know.
That everyone's got to go to Graceland, even if they're not an Elvis fan.
I know that.
It's become that American iconic pop culture thing to do. If you're within 6 hours of Memphis,
you've got to go to
Graceland.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had an attorney friend of mine who was a typical attorney, and he went to Graceland, and he said, I had to touch the doorknobs. And I says, why would you touch it? He says, because I think Elvis may have touched that doorknob.
Exactly.
And I had to do the same thing. You know, Pat Boone made a comment one time that I think was kind of interesting. The world was never supposed to know an old Elvis.
Right.
Do you think if he was still with us today, what would he be seeing? What would he be doing?
Personally, yeah. I think he would have gone probably back to movies, gone to more serious roles. You know, I also think he probably would have got into producing more music. I don't see Elvis still performing.
No.
That's just me. I just don't think.
Yeah.
I think that back in 77, even at that point, I think he was to a point in his career where I don't think he wanted to perform anymore. And he was looking for what the next thing to do, what it was going to be. So I think that he probably would have gone on to mentor more people and kind of gone behind the scenes more, you know, and fulfilled a career that way.
Would he be able to do that with his love for the adulation that he got? Because I know that he always used to say, I don't want nobody to recognize me. Joan Rivers told me one time, she told Elvis, if you want nobody to recognize you, don't wear a jumpsuit and a cane and carry 8 guys around with you, you know. I mean, he did have that, what we all have, that ham in him. Could he have gone behind the scenes?
I think he could have, because I think he still would get the adulation. Because even, you know, it'd be like, you know, a legendary producer, it'd be like Martin Scorsese, who did the montage on Elvis on tour, walking in right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's behind the scenes all the time, but everywhere he goes, everyone recognizes him. And, you know, so I think it would still be the same. It still would be, if Elvis walked into a room, it's like, oh, man, there's Elvis.
Yeah. It really was a shame that he didn't do the movie with Barbara Streisand.
Star Is Born.
But, you know, I have to be honest with you, I kind of side with Colonel Zed about taking second seat. She would have been tough to work with, and I don't know if those two would have. That's kind of water and oil there, you know?
It could have been, but it also could have been a turning point.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Out of all the things that you see, Angie, did you ever see him in concert?
No, I was only 5 when he passed away.
To be honest with you, as a musician, even the build-up was good. I always told James Burton, I said, you know, sometimes if Elvis didn't show up, it would have been very disappointing, but you still would have got your money's worth with that band.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were sensational with the Sweet Inspirations and J.D. Sumner and Kathy Westmoreland. But out of all these things that you are lucky enough to be around every single day, what's your favorite? And we're talking about the planes, the cars, the jumpsuits, all the awards and the racquetball court, the house, the jungle room.
My favorite thing is the very first artifact, I guess you could say, that I discovered. It was in a shoebox in the bottom of Gladys's closet. We were cataloging things in her closet and opened up the shoebox. And in the shoebox, there was a whole bunch of pictures. And so we were going through all the pictures. Under the photographs, there was Elvis's graduation program and tassel from high school.
Wow.
And I think that that's probably my favorite thing because that's a mom.
Yeah.
That's what a mom would have in a box in her closet of her son. Now, this just happens to be Elvis's, but it's so personal.
Yeah.
And I think that I connect more to that side of it. You know, it's just the person. It's making him a human.
Yeah.
You know, instead of this iconic star that he was, it's, you know, seeing the human side of him. And so that's my favorite thing that we have.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because there's been a special on PBS about Johnny Carson, mm-hmm. who had a real problem having any compliments given to him by his mother. Certainly not the case that Elvis had. There was a close relationship there, obviously. When she passed away in 1985 in her home in Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
they went through her closet and found the same thing. They found a box of all these articles that were in newspapers, magazines about her, you know, famous son, Johnny mm-hmm. Carson, but she never let him know that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that in Gladys's case, that
it was a difference. It was a different story. I mean, she actually had a scrapbook that she
yeah.
kept of Elvis and stuff like that. But, you know, it's that personal side. That's the reason why the Elvis and Lisa exhibit, I think, is probably one of my favorite
yeah.
ones that we did this year because it shows that connection. It shows Elvis the dad. I mean, we have the Elvis on Tour exhibit with the concerts and then the influence in the Icon exhibit. So we have explored lots of different sides of Elvis this year with our new exhibits at Graceland. But it just, I think the personal side of it, because it's a side you don't hear about.
You don't know about it. You know, like you say, he was a regular guy. And when he did stuff that was regular, people look and say, oh, man, he did that.
Yeah.
But that's like regular.
Yeah. And that's like in the Lisa exhibit when Lisa talks on video about, you know, yeah, Elvis is the only one who could get me to take a bath.
Yeah.
You know, he would sing me lullabies, you know, or he put me on a horse and we'd go riding around the backyard and just typical things that a dad would do with his daughter. And that's just so very touching because
oh, yeah.
it is so personal.
Well, one of the times I was talking to Jimmy Velvet, I said, when was the last time you saw Elvis? He says he was putting gas in his motorcycle. And I said, he was putting gas in his motorcycle? But you can't picture that.
And that's probably one of my favorite things about Elvis, that he drove all his own cars.
Yes.
I love that because that's just, again, he didn't have to have it. He could have had a chauffeur.
Sure.
He could have had anything he wanted.
Sure.
He drove all his own cars. He probably would fly his plane if he wasn't scared of flying.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's funny you mention that because when he died, the night that he died, of course, everybody was in shock. Everybody knows, like, the Kennedy assassination. It's an old line where you were when you heard of the passing of Elvis Presley. But that night on the Huntley Brinkley Report on NBC,
mm-hmm.
David Brinkley.
Right.
Said Elvis Presley died. I went through the whole story. They showed clips of the Hawaii special. And then he says, Elvis Presley didn't smoke, didn't drive, and didn't drink. Well, I know that he was a bad drinker and didn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, but he also smoked cigars.
Yes,
and he drove, like you said, every place.
Yeah.
This has been very exciting for me. And I hope for our listeners, too, because you have brought some great stories and some great memorabilia. An American icon, regardless of what kind of music you like, regardless of what kind of movies, you can't deny the popularity, the influence, and the ability to perpetuate a reputation for so many years. And you're a lucky lady to be working there.
I enjoy every day of it.
Oh, you got to be. You got to be the hero in your family, too, especially to your parents and stuff who
mm-hmm.
grew up with them. Now,
yes.
Know.
My daughter's already grooming herself to take my place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's 12, and she's already going like, she's like, I'm going to be you. And I'm like, okay, come on.
Well, when I go there the next time, sneak me upstairs.
Can't do that. Sorry.
Did the president go up?
Nope.
The president wouldn't go up either.
Nope. Oprah didn't go up.
Oprah didn't
nope.
go up? Mm-hmm. All right. I'll let you go on now.
All right.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Angie Marchese has been our guest. She is the director of archives from Graceland. She's on a tour, and we are just ecstatic over the fact that she decided to stop here at our studios to chat about the King of Rock and Roll and show me some of the artifacts that I've seen from afar for many, many years and in pictures and bring them here to our studio. Thank you, dear. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Very
now,
much.
Everyone come to Graceland. You can see everything, too.
We are going to be talking about Graceland a lot, and we will be there.
It's going to be hot, so.
Hey, you're from Florida. I've been here for years.
Yeah.
We know hot.
We know what hot is.
We know what hot is.
Yes.
Thanks, Angie, for being here. Angie Marchese has been our guest, curator of all the archives at Graceland, as this weekend we recognize the birthday of Elvis Presley. He was born January 8th, 1935. This weekend, January 8th, he would have turned 87 years old. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Falling in love with you.
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And around the world and on Armed Forces Radio, it's Ron Sedgy today, and we are starting a new year. In fact, this new year is embarking on our 31st year of doing this syndicated radio show all across the USA. And we have with us someone who is very important because she is going to tell us about how to plan for a vacation after a much-needed rest after the holidays. Each year, we recognize National Plan for a Vacation Days in January. To give us a jump on that planning is our guest, Jennifer Weatherhead. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year to you, too.
We all need a rest after this holiday. So what is a great idea that you have for a vacation in January?
You know what? I've been to over 70 countries, and one thing that sticks out to me is that a great vacation always has some adventure in it. And one of the places I'm going to suggest to you is actually Boise, the capital of Idaho, because it has tons of adventure. It continues to surprise visitors. It's kind of think the best of the Pacific Northwest, if you ask me, because they have this great multicultural Basque food and wine and history. Boise River runs straight through the downtown with a 25-mile greenbelt. They also have 104 parks and more than 200 miles of hiking trails, plus 40 wineries and 20 craft breweries. I mean, I love that alone. And it has some great skiing opportunities as well. So I think this could be a really cool weekend vacation.
Book me on that one. A lot of people say, and I know that you have suggested this, that if you don't plan early, you might not be able to get what you want. Is that really true? I mean, are we too late already?
I wouldn't say that we're too late already, but I would say that everyone is itching to get on vacation because we haven't done it for a little while. Most people's kind of stayed home, so everyone's kind of booking now that we can get back out there. So that's why we're saying that you might have a little bit of trouble booking things. So I would say book 3 months or more in advance to make sure that you get some really good deals. One spot I would recommend to book on, though, is actually, especially if you're looking for a beach vacation, is beachbound.com, because whether you want a white sandy beach in the Caribbean or the sandy beaches in Hawaii, they have 70 worldwide destinations to pick from. They have great all-inclusive vacation packages to make your trip stress-free. So I think if you're looking to book that beach vacation, look at beachbound.com.
Can you recommend anything that's kind of got that exotic thing? I see on television these great ads for these exotic vacations, and I think to myself, I wish I was like 30 years younger. I'd probably enjoy it more, but they look like they got some older people on there. Do you have any suggestions for that?
You know what? I'm not going to suggest going on a cruise, because I love a great cruise, and Celebrity Cruises has 14 award-winning ships that surround you in luxury. They go to over 300 destinations across all 7 continents. They have amazing offers right now. Personally, I would be getting on a cruise to Jamaica if I could to get some beach time in. But they also happen to be one of the safest vacations on the planet because Celebrity Cruise requires vaccinations for everyone eligible, plus their crew is 100% vaccinated. So you can feel safe while you're exploring exotic locations and taking advantage of all of their amenities.
Well, since you brought up the fact of safety, let's talk about some of the safety. Is it just masks? Is it just vaccinations? What do they do to kind of protect that? Because I know that's a very iffy subject these days, and the cruise companies, you got to give them an enormous amount of credit because they're spending a lot of time, effort, and money on this.
Exactly. So obviously making sure that people are vaccinated will help make people feel a lot more safe. But then personally, if you're taking a vacation and you want to make sure that you're feeling as safe as possible, you have control over that. So pack up those extra masks. You can double mask if you want to. You can take some extra sanitizer, and you can pick usually most of your own activities on your vacation. That gives you an opportunity to kind of make sure that you're as safe as possible.
People, I think, have the attitude that if you go on a very nice vacation, it's going to cost you a ton of money. But I think you alluded to earlier, if you plan right and look for the deals, that isn't the case.
It's true. So I definitely recommend planning as far in advance as you can because you can get some better deals, but it also makes it a lot more, you know, stress-free when it comes to vacations. And I'm all about making sure that your vacation time is as stress-free as possible. You shouldn't have to worry about things while you're away. And one other thing I would mention with that in terms of stress-free is making sure your home is safe. So I love using Kidde's smoke and carbon monoxide alarm and smartphone app because I can then check in on my home at any point from anywhere at any time. It will give me a real-time notification. The app is available on Google and Apple stores, and the device is just under $90 at the Home Depot. So that way, while you're on vacation, you can make sure that you're not having to worry and you can have some peace of mind so you truly get to relax.
When I go on a vacation, I worry more about my office, my home, everything, and my wife keeps on telling me, don't worry about it, I can monitor this, I can monitor that. But you know, that could really ruin a vacation if you're so obsessed over leaving your house.
Exactly. You want to make sure that once you have those precious vacation days, that you're using them in the best way possible. You know, we all kind of have to hang on to those vacation days and make sure we get the most out of them. So you don't want to be stressed out while you're on a beach or on a cruise ship or someplace really exotic and beautiful.
If you didn't want to go on a beach, if you didn't want to go on a cruise ship, what are some other ideas you might have? Because I got to tell you something. This lady travels thousands of miles every year, and she's done it all, including diving with the great sharks in South Africa. I don't know if that would be something that would be on my bucket list, but for you, I congratulate you. It had to be a wonderful experience. But for a schmo like me, where else could we go if it wasn't on a beach or on a cruise?
That was wasn't on your list. I don't know why that's not on your list.
Call me old-fashioned. I don't know.
No, honestly, I am a big fan of picking out cities or states or different destinations that maybe might not be on your radar all the time. Everyone loves the big cities and destinations. They love Paris. They love Rome. But those smaller cities or sister cities, I call them, that come along next to them are often way better. They're less crowded. They have tons of culture and lots of things to do. And you kind of get more of a local feel when you're in that mid to small size city. So I would suggest looking into those and you'll have a real true vacation experience.
I think that is an excellent idea, especially if you live in a big city. I have lived in small cities in the past, but you know, when you go to a small city, you just have a different perspective on life. And I think that's a sensational idea.
I'm glad you like it. If I couldn't get you with the sharks, I'm going to get you with the small cities.
If you get me with the sharks, you're pretty good. There's no doubt. Now, Jennifer, where can we go for more information on this and much more so that we can start the new year, 2022, in January? That is already here. The great idea that you've had and even more.
So if you're ready to pack your bags, and I think you probably are because we all need a break, you can go to tipsontv.com and there's tons of great resources on there to help you plan out your next vacation.
And our guest has been Holiday Planner with the Plan for a Vacation in January, travel expert, and our friend Jennifer Weatherhead. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Let me know when you're going to be with the Sharks, and you have a great year, and we'll look for your return soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Ron. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. What a lady. If you want to have a great trip and some deals to go along with it, this is the lady to follow.
Thanks, Ron. I'm going to get you on that boat to see some sharks. Maybe you can just look at them from the boat.
I'll look at them from the boat, okay? You can hold my hand as I shiver, all right? We're going to come right back. You're listening live to Ron Sedgy Today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And they include Brad Rutter from Chase and also Jeopardy, music legend Bill Medley, Lauren Fix, the car coach, from Graceland, Angie Marchese, as we mark the anniversary of the birth of the king of the rock and roll scene, Elvis Presley, 87 years old, January 8th. And Jennifer Weatherhead talking about vacationing in January, and we hope that you enjoyed our tribute to the great Betty White. That's how we started this week's show off. We're going to miss that lady. I'm Ron Sedgie, and until next week, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.